It's Thursday and time to read from your emails.
Many of you wrote about our report on the final hours of Iraqi detainee Manadel al-Jamadi. U.S. forces believed that al-Jamadi was involved in the insurgency. He died in U.S. custody at Abu Ghraib prison in November 2003. His death was ruled a homicide, but no one was held accountable.
It was sickening and heartbreaking to hear about the pain and death inflicted by our troops, writes Glenn Gerhard of San Diego, California. This type of action is not only futile in terms of intelligence, it takes all moral advantage away from our troops. These criminal and disgraceful acts must be repudiated by everyone in the chain of command and strong steps taken to prevent them from recurring.
There were also some objections to our report.
I am so disgusted at the story you chose to broadcast.
That's from Evie Cohen of Lafayette, Colorado.
It makes my blood boil when you choose to focus on a mistake, or shall I say, a possible bad choice by our military, and dwell on it ad nauseam. It seems like a bleeding heart mentality of NPR, feeling sorry for anyone, even those who've tortured or killed innocent people. Our military isn't perfect and has its less proud moments, but my goodness, what about the many heroic moments?
Michelle's interview with United Nations Ambassador John Bolton also brought comments.
I spoke with him about the UN Security Council resolution on Syria. It demands cooperation with an inquiry into the killing of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri.
Tiki Archambault of Burlington, Vermont, was displeased with remarks made by Ambassador Bolton. Thank you for putting Mr. Bolton's hypocrisy on record. In light of this interview, I'm curious to know if Bolton will support sanctions against Israel. Or how about Pakistan, which continues to be ruled by the leader of an illegal coup? Or maybe the U.S. itself, which defied the U.N. Charter, attacked a sovereign nation, and overthrew the entire government.
When New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin was on the show yesterday, I asked him about a comment he made earlier in the week. Nagin asked, "How do I make sure New Orleans is not overrun by Mexican workers?"
Contemptible and despicable seem to approximate my feelings toward Mayor Nagin's racist remarks. That from Los Angeles listener Ralph Casillas. He continues, "The only context where that kind of statement is defendable is as an example of the absolute wrong thing to say in a public forum."
But Magdalia Benitez of Orlando, Florida asks, "Why the focus on race? It's not a race issue. It's an American job for an American worker issue. It's also an issue of greedy American barons enticing desperate illegals to swarm across the border, causing strife for all. Meanwhile, desperate American workers are unemployable because they know enough to demand a day's pay for a day's work."
A quick correction to another item yesterday. When talking about the government's pandemic flu plan, we mixed up one number. Under the federal plan, states would be expected to pay 75% of the cost of antiviral drugs, not 25%.
Finally, we introduced you to Dog Cat Radio and its DJ, Adrian Martinez. He plays upbeat music for four-legged friends who stay at home while their owners are at work.
Well, don't count on Gus and Paul to be listening. Heidi Ross of Raleigh, North Carolina writes, "My two cats have been devoted listeners to NPR for 9 years and aren't about to change. My pet sitter says they are the best informed cats on the block."
Well, we want to stay informed about what you think of our show. You can write to us by going to our homepage, npr.org, and clicking on the Contact Us button. Don't forget to tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.